evening.
My name is Nicole Daniello. I'm a parent of three students in the Bristol Warren District, and I am a special educator at KMS. I've been teaching here for 18 years, and I've been teaching students with disabilities for 20. 2.5 years ago, I started conversations with the building administration at the time and the special ed coordinator regarding concerns I had about sixth grade students on my caseload with challenging behaviors. I was extremely concerned my typical accommodations to establish relationships with students and ultimately change behavior did not work. I implemented behavior plans, conducted morning meetings instead of homeroom, gave them each daily schedules to possibly reduce anxiety, created reset stations in all the classrooms, even in the specials, just to name a few. Yes, the district did provide nonviolent CPI training, which is crisis prevention intervention training for the whole special ed department. And it did help, but it was not enough. In December 2016, I had a formal meeting with Leslie Anderson, Jared Vance, principal at the time, and Christine Holman to discuss possible solutions to help these students successfully move through their day without incident. The response was to keep doing what I was doing. I felt completely overwhelmed, sickened, and defeated. I never felt unsafe with my students. I want to be clear about that. But I was in constant protective mode, protecting them from being embarrassed and protecting the other students from witnessing such intense behaviors when I was, it's called extinction, so when you're stopping it. So this was extremely stressful. For the next year and a half, there were a lot of meetings with parents and administration, new behavior plans and new accommodations that barely worked. And even functional behavior analyses were conducted. But this leads me to a possible solution, all right? And I brought it to Mara's attention a few times. It's an alternative classroom. Inclusion-based, with the ability to provide small group or one-to-one instruction in another classroom with a special educator. Okay, this would help lessen anxiety for the student and give he or she a safe place to reset and do their work with a certified teacher. Not a guidance counselor, not a school psychologist, not a social worker, a certified teacher. I've spoken to other special educators in Rhode Island, specifically in Barrington, who teach in such programs. At Barrington Middle School, they have two alternative classes with two special educators, three TAs, and two one-on-ones. Help support students when they re-enter the general ed setting, so it's a fluid system. They're not completely excluded, but they have the ability to go into another classroom, again, where they can reset and possibly get their work done. As one special educator said, the TAs are an integral part of their program. Teacher referrals would also play an important part in assigning entry. I'm not going to get into that, but that is another piece to this plan. So this leads me to my next point, which is personnel at KMS. KMS has lost a special ed position, or had lost a special ed position 3 years ago. And the number of TAs supporting students in the inclusion setting has diminished severely over the course of 3 years. We now have two PCAs in the sixth grade. They are not technically TAs for the students with learning disabilities that need to be supported in an inclusion setting. They do once in a while when they get a chance. It's not appropriate. They assist students with physical disabilities. We have one part-time TA in seventh grade for 15 students with IEPs and one special educator. We have two part-time TAs in eighth grade for three teachers. So three caseloads. TAs were reassigned at the beginning of this school year, leaving students without support. When concerns for those students were brought to administration's attention by countless emails, several meetings, they stated, again, just like Mrs. Stauer said, the TAs are a luxury. It was infuriating to hear that. This is absolutely not the case. They play a very important part to the success of these students with disabilities in the general education setting. A very important part. And I feel like, personally, I've been made to feel that I shouldn't think that way. That it's up to the general education teacher to modify and accommodate. Absolutely. I 100% agree. But some of those students with IEPs that are in the inclusion setting have they need intensive intervention, and they have a severe learning disability. So they need more attention than the general education teacher can provide. Thank you.